Hey everybody, this is Jason Onstop back again with the Funnel Tutor Podcast here on anchor.fm, and starting it up today, want to talk a little bit about platforms you can purchase to grow your business online. Now these platforms are critical. I'm talking about email service providers primarily, and quick side note here, I'm not trying to sell anybody on anything. I'm just merely documenting my process, my thoughts, the things I'm going through, the things I'm learning, because I think it might help you out. And I'm just doing the Gary V thing. I'm investing in you, and I'm just giving stuff away. All right. So no plans for monetization of anything I'm sharing right now. So just listen in and see if I can give you something that can help you out with the stages you're on. I've been an entrepreneur, a business owner for 2 years now. With my primary online business, which is for football coaches, and have grown a lot in the process, and want to share some of those experiences. And with these email service providers, or ESPs, if you've ever seen that term thrown around, once you start looking into them, you realize, man, there's a lot of these, and they got a lot of different features, and how are you going to pick one? And they cost a lot of different prices. And so the trick is, in my mind, looking them over, taking honest effort. Yeah, it might take you a couple nights to truly dive deep and look at them all, and even just to understand the features that they have, and then try and comprehend in your mind, do I need this now? Or will I need this soon enough in the future? Okay. You definitely want to get one that has enough features that you feel like you can handle it and you can use it. If you're completely non-tech savvy, you better be finding one that is the most simple and easy to use as possible. If you're pretty tech savvy, then you can probably pick one that has maybe a little bit of challenge to it. Not as easy to comprehend, but maybe a lot more features are available and you realize that you can utilize those features. So anyway, what I did is I jumped into MailChimp a couple of years ago, and they had a free deal for like 500 subscribers, and I busted over that and started paying like 10 bucks a month, which is fine. I felt like I can afford $10 a month. Even if I'm not making any money at all, I can afford to pay 10 bucks out of a month out of my own pocket. Just don't get coffee a couple days out of the week. And so I started building my email list because I knew that was critical to get my business started. The email list is where it is at. That is where you have your followers. That is those are the people that will buy from you, that buy into you. They're familiar with you. They know you. And that's what's so critical about the email list. So you've got to have an email list, and you have to have a way to manage it. And you've got to stay updated. I say that's your number one priority, along with, you know, figuring out a product or what you're going to talk about every week, is bringing along your email list. So you're posting a blog article, you're telling your email list about it, and you're having them click to go and read it. Okay, another quick side note: don't give them the information in the email list. I guess there's two different ways you can do it. You can either be an information provider that sends people to your blog, or you can be one that delivers information on your email list. Either way is fine. I kind of prefer sending them to the blog because I want to capitalize on getting the search engine ability of having everything posted, as well as getting my users used to going somewhere, doing something, taking an action. But anyway, search the different, find, look at all the different email service providers, and then what you have to do eventually is dive in and say, I'm committing to this one, and I'm going to learn it. And it's going to take a while to set it up. It's going to take a while to learn it, but that's what you've got to do. So pick one, dive in, use it, learn from it, and then start using the features. And then, sure, a couple years down the road, if you have to switch, then you can switch. But things are going to change so much in a couple years anyway. Who knows if that other one you picked that had all those features is going to be the one you wanted anyway. So things are always changing. Just pick one, go for it, dive in, and start getting your email list built. That's all for today.